Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, Just Start. Just Start. And it's in relation to a bit of content I released in our free money tips each day, multiple money tips actually, in our Telegram channel, which is lloydstelegram.com if you want to jump in there and check it out. But one thing I shared was about just starting very small. And I think it's one of the most important things to understand, because people are out there saying, you know, think big. And I totally get that. In fact, there's a book called The Magic of Thinking Big, which I've read, which my dad suggested I read many years ago. And it's true. It takes as much energy to think big as it does to think small. So thinking big is very, very, very important for yourself. But it can actually create a large gap in between where you want to be and also what you have to do next. And that can absolutely paralyze people when it comes to putting the steps in place to build their wealth, to build their money, to build their success. And so I wanted to share this episode with you about just starting now on a smaller scale and being completely okay with it, because it's how I started everything I've ever succeeded at. And I think it'll put you in a position of, it'll give you a better perspective and put things in context, because it's so easy to throw things around like, think big, act big, you know, you can do more. But sometimes we can't, because we can't see that in ourselves, and we don't have that level of belief in ourselves yet, because we can't see evidence of it happening. So part of the process of the lesson I want to impart in today's show is to explain to you that every $1 million started with $1. Like, my $1 million portfolio didn't start with $1 million in the portfolio. It started with a $2,000 investment in Westpac Bank shares in 2008, 2009. That's how it started. You know, and I've spoken in rooms of 7,000 people, but it didn't start that way. Every 5,000 or 7,000 person room started with 5 or 7 people. Now, what does that mean? It means, well, I was able and to speak in front of 3 people in my house first. See, when we got into network marketing, it gave me a platform to start speaking to people on a very small scale, which is why I love the industry so much. And I remember our first, you know, little event we had at our house, we had about 4 people come. And I remember standing up and speaking to 4 people. And so, you know, I wouldn't have been able to develop the skills and the self-belief to speak in front of 7,000 if I didn't do it in front of 4. And I was okay with 4. In fact, I was more than okay with 4. And you can be too, and you should be. But most people are like, oh, I want to speak on a big stage one day. Well, are you speaking to 4 in your house? Because if you're not, you can start now. Are you speaking on Instagram Live? Are you speaking on a Facebook Live? There's an audience membership there too. You can speak in front of 5, 10, 20, 30. That's also public speaking. Are you going to Toastmasters to speak in front of a crowd of 10 or 15 or 20 in real life, in person each year? If the answer is no, then you're not going to get to the stages of 5 and 7,000. Every skill started with failure. Every skill started with failure. See, most people are looking to start a skill and be great at it. I just never understood that concept. It never occurred to me that I should be good at anything I just started. It always occurred to me that I should be crap. So when I wasn't surprised or shocked by that. It met my expectations. Yep, Lloyd, that's the first time you've done that. You're not supposed to be that good. Perfect. The only room to improve is, you know, there's only up from here. Anything, you know, like speaking, selling. I went through like, I don't know, 10 clients face-to-face when I started selling before I made any sales. It was terrific. I think of, you know, even when I started reading, I wasn't very good at it. In fact, my dad had to recruit the next door neighbor to sit with me and pay him to teach me how to read when I was 6, because I just didn't pick it up fast. And so I painstakingly went through reading. Okay, got to get better. Anything I've done, whether it be in sports, when I started boxing, you know, like if you've ever boxed, like to have a fight, it's not like on TV. So I went down and trained three times a week, train, got better, got the jab going, got my defenses going. And over time and a number of punches to the head, you eventually pick it up. But it was terrible to start with. And then it improves and improves and improves and improves. Running was the same when we did a 100-kilometer ultramarathon. I don't even run 10Ks before then. But we put the miles in and we got better and we got better and we got better. We got stronger. When I first started out in gym to start bodybuilding, I knew my way a little bit around in gym, but not really, not the volume required. And so I started out not being able to lift that much and got better and got better and got better and got better. In everything that I started, I've been not very good at it, but I've given myself the grace to get good at it. And this is the difference. And during COVID, when I started to learn how to juggle, my wife started first, and she's so clever because she started modeling success early and put up YouTube, and I was trying to figure out myself still. I still like to do things the hard way like that sometimes. And we started learning to juggle, and we were terrible at it, especially me. But bit by bit, we just got a little bit better and a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And then I was like, oh, this is how I do this now. And now I can pick up three balls and juggle, because I just painstakingly started out being crap and then got better. And any skill that you start, well, most skills you start, you're not going to be very good, especially in the area of money, which is speaking skills, writing, so writing copy, writing skills, reading skills, even networking is a skill in itself that takes time to practice and learn. Certain things you will learn, even delivering as a coach, selling from stage or whatever it might be, writing new books. You start out not that good and you get better. And every connection, this is another one, every connection started with hello. And I think this is such a big obstacle in people's networking skills, is that they want to meet people, but they don't even say hello to the person in the elevator in a morning. Like, this practice of these basic first step principles are critical to you getting better at anything, including your network, including your skills, including your investing, including your public speaking ability. It's all just like every connection started with hi, every single one. You know, I recently met a great guy on the plane. He was just messaging me just now. And I just went in there and, I mean, he has tattoos up his neck and he's not he's not like inviting in to have a chat. But because I'm so ingrained in just saying hello to everybody, because I've done it so often, I do it everywhere I go without any attachment to the outcome. That's that entire conversation from here to New Zealand for 3.5 hours, we didn't shut up. All we did was speak to each other. We learn about each other, learn about each other's businesses. Now he's messaging me and it was just hi. And I didn't have to do that. I could have just sat down and read my book, but I'm not trained to do that. I'm trained to say hello, right? And people go, well, how do you have a network? Well, I've said hello to lots of different people. And some of them are, more well-connected than others. But yeah, every big network starts with a very small one. Every big stage talk starts with a very small one at home. Every skill starts with you being crap. Every large multi-million dollar portfolio of assets starts with you just investing a dollar. And I have mentioned this before to some of my shooters, but we do give this exercise in our money mindset to develop some sort of vision for our life in our 6-month program. And I've been doing this for years and years, well over a decade, in various capacities, with having some sort of vision about what you want for your life. And you can do these things. It's in the Secret, these vision boards. And when I first started out in business, I thought it was a bit woo-woo, but I started to put them together with my wife, Alicia, and a lot of those things on those boards have come true, because you manifest the feelings that put you into the actions in that direction to go get it, and it happens because of that's where the focused action is. So they do work for that particular reason. And I have seen people put on their vision boards before, give to charity. I want to open an orphanage in Bali. And it's this grand thing, which is totally amazing and fine. But then I would say to them, well, do you currently give any money to the orphanages of Bali? Like, do you do a dollar a month? And the answer is no. So these grand things that you've got that you want to achieve, yes, think big, but start acting smaller. Like, start stepping and taking small actions to it, right? So that's the difference, okay? So if you've enjoyed the episode, click the share button, hit the subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, and thanks for those who have done that. And leave us a comment on the YouTube if you like, because now we have a video podcast. I'm going to share this into our Facebook group, Money Buys Happiness. It's a free group. Jump in. And of course, jump into our Telegram channel, LloydsTelegram.com, for free money tips each day. Grab my latest book, MoneyBuysHappinessBook.com, if you want to start your financial education journey, which is what I'd encourage. And of course, I look forward to talking with you on the next episode, Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.